Okay, so this Pfizer document, this is the title of it. The title of it is Cumulative Analysis of Post-Authorization Adverse Event Reports for their number, but it's the Pfizer COVID vaccine, received through the 28th of February, 2021. Now, a couple of things. So remember, these are adverse effects that are being recorded after the U.S. government has already authorized this vaccine. So, I mean, that's a signal, a red flag in and of itself. This is through last February 28th, 2021. So 1 year ago, these were side effects that Pfizer knew about. Now, they knew about this. And yet every page of this document is marked confidential. Every page of this document, it says this report is prepared by Worldwide Safety at Pfizer. This is a quote from them. The information contained in this document is proprietary and confidential. Any disclosure, reproduction, distribution, or other dissemination of this information outside of Pfizer, its affiliates, its licensees, or regulatory agencies is strictly prohibited, except as may be otherwise agreed to in writing. By accepting or reviewing these materials, you agree to hold such information in confidence and not to disclose it to others, except where required by applicable law, nor to use it for unauthorized purposes. Now, my friends, does this not sound like something that we really, really, really want to see? Every time there are disclaimers at the beginning of a document like that, it makes me think, oh man, do I want to read this? So the reason that it's now been made public, this is one of the documents that Pfizer wanted to hide from us for the next 70 years. They wanted the government to allow them to keep this document secret for 70 years until basically we're all dead. Fortunately, they have not been allowed to do this. And so we are allowed to see this document, which is stamped literally everywhere with big confidential stamps. So it's about 38 to 40 pages long, but the relevant part is page 30. If you just scroll down the document to page 30, you'll see the heading says Appendix 1, List of Adverse Events of Special Interest. And then look at this, my friends. Look at how many side effects, adverse events were recorded before the end of February of last year. Now, our public health officials told us this vaccine is perfectly safe. There are very few people for whom this vaccine is contraindicated. You will not get hurt. It's very, very rare. Ignore any stories, anecdotal stories that you hear about this. You will be fine. This is what our public health officials told us. Meanwhile, Pfizer knew this. They knew that, I mean, look at some of these side effects. Epilepsy, lupus, seizures, encephalitis, that's swelling of the brain, for those who don't know. Acute kidney injury, acute myocardial infarction, acute respiratory failure, anaphylactic shock, thrombosis of all different kinds, by the way. That is a blood clot. Arthritis, asymptomatic COVID-19. Oh, you can get COVID-19 from the COVID-19 vaccine. We were specifically told that that could not happen. Yet Pfizer and their document says it, in fact, can. Autoimmune anemia. This stuff is nuts. I mean, that's about what, 10 things that I wrote? 10 things. If you look at this document, it's shocking. It's shocking. It essentially admits that this vaccine can cause you to miscarry your baby. This can cause you to die in any number of truly horrific ways. It can trigger autoimmune issues. It's certainly, there's blood clots out the wazoo of all different kinds here. Organ injuries. I mean, this is nasty, nasty stuff. This is the kind of stuff that in order for people to have informed consent about, they need to understand first the risk of COVID-19. What is COVID-19? What is the individual risk? What's the infection fatality rate based on different risk factors? Is there anything you can do to mitigate those risks if you already contract COVID-19? And then you compare that, you weigh that information against, okay, what is this vaccine? What is the effectiveness rate on it? What are the risks? What can it harm? What harm can it bring? You have to be able, in order to give your informed consent to this kind of medical procedure, you have to be able to understand the pros and the cons. The pros and the cons that Pfizer was well aware about, they had it documented in this document that they didn't want to release for 70 years. They wanted to hide it from us until our grandchildren are literally adults. And when I say our grandchildren, I'm 32. So I'm talking about my grandchildren. 70 years. We're going to be long dead in 70 years. They knew about this. And what's worse, if Pfizer knew about this, that means our public health officials, that means Fauci, which means that the Biden administration knew about this and they hid this from the American people.